Weekend Music Radio.
Welcome along to Weekend Music Radio with Jack behind the microphone. This last weekend of September 2014. Starting off the Jack program today with AC/DC and The Girl's Got a Rhythm. Weekend Music Radio, all I've got to say it, Weekend Music Radio from Bonnie Scotland. Some things you've just got to survive with, haven't you? After last weekend, I was a bit miserable last weekend doing the program, I've got to admit. But today we're back to the heavy rock. But we've been held up a wee bit today with, this is being recorded on Saturday, 27th, being held up today somewhat with various computer problems in the WMR studio. So we're sort of busy catching up with that. I'm really, if truth be told, I need to spend a long time in the WMR studio fixing out old apparatus, replacing it with sort of more up-to-date, something more decent, which is lying around the studio, I hasten to add. It's not lying where it should be, all that sort of stuff. The place is a tip, in other words. I'm sure you've heard me saying that over the last few weeks since we've been back on the airwaves. But not to worry, it's good to be here again on the shortwave band. Not too sure where we'll be this weekend. We might even be on close by the old world music radio frequency of 5815. We're up about 5817 on Saturday night with radio station GSV, Radio Golf Sierra Victor was on 5817, only because he couldn't get a frequency up the band a bit, because the usual 6400, 6395 area there was taken over almost. The Hawks WMR was on 6400, and there was some Dutch thing called Radio Delta on 6395. So our frequencies up there were taken up, and there was some other stuff further up the band. Oh, dearie me, it was a bit of a nightmare. But anyway, 5815-5805 area is very clear, very nice and clear, and we might well give it a wee bit of a go just to see how we do with that. Wonder how the old reverb sounds. I don't know if it was too much there. I just turned it down slightly. Don't want to sound like that. That sounds as though we're in the kludgy, doesn't it? So we'll just turn it down slightly. I think it was kicking quite heavy there. That sounds a wee bitty better. It might suit us better just to be just a slight echo, just to see if it carries further in the ether on the shortwave band. Trying a different modulation setting today again. We've been doing a little bit of experimenting each week with different settings to see what's the best with this transmitter and the studio and the transmitter and all that sort of stuff. Just technical stuff behind the scenes. So anyhow, what have we been listening to this weekend or this week? I'm not too sure. But later on today, later on in this program, I'm going to be playing you some recordings. A little, it's going to be a bit of a long 20-minute or so feature. I like to do my features, you see, and we had the Atlantic 252 feature the other week there, which was very good. And incidentally, Atlantic 252 have decided that they're going to be closing the doors. Well, not Atlantic 252, but the 252 rig, the X252, Atlantic 252 site that RTE are running. They've decided to close the doors at the end of October, so listen to them while you can. I saw a link on the web to a nice audio clip of the station that they clunked right into. I might play it for you just in a little while. Let's see if we can find it, because I downloaded the clip, you see. It's played in the morning times, apparently, around 7 o'clock in the morning in the UK, and it just clunks into the programme. And as though it's broadcast from the transmitter site. But anyway, that's nothing to do with what I'm going to be featuring. What I'm going to be featuring is somebody who I've been chatting quite a bit about in the programming this last little while. And his name is Prince Terry. And Prince Terry used to run a station on shortwave for many, many years called West Side Radio International on 6280 and a 49 metre band. And old Prince Terry, he listens to the shortwave sometimes as well, and he listens to WMR, especially if we're doing Christmas transmissions. And, well, we were running his old rig at one point. There you go. I bet that's news to you. You didn't know that, did you? It was on the air on 3 megs for a while, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, we're going to be featuring some recordings of Prince Terry, and I hope they come out, because I was recording them, and the PC I was using to record them from tape, you see, was acting up and not doing what it should have been doing. So you'll have to excuse me if it's a wee bitty jumpy and crackly, but we're going to try it, we're going to chance it and play it, because time's running out, because I think there's to be a WMR, a bit of an airing of this programme in the morning, so on Sunday morning. So we need to get the programme recorded. To sit and go through all those tapes again would be a bit of a nightmare. So I'm going to leave it the way it is and have a listen and see how it sounds. If it sounds far too bad, of course, I'll take the time and re-record it, all that sort of stuff. But Prince Terry used to entertain us every week with his heavy rock show on the 49-metre band. And then he would sometimes do these tests. He would find old crystals lying about the place and do these test broadcasts on these frequencies. And sometimes he would just pick up any frequency that he had a crystal for and use it. And very occasionally, I remember one time, I'm not going to say the frequency he used, but I was cringing. I was cringing when he, I was glad to see him signing off of it, put it like that. But anyway, I've got a recording here today to play you of West Side Radio. And we're going back a bit now. We're going back quite a number of years to 1980. And he's testing on 6525 kilohertz. And he's also, this is a different day, he's also doing his rock show, and he's also QSOing at the end of his broadcast with a friend that used to come on and used to QSO with WMR as well. He calls himself Lima Alpha 1, or Tom, And he used to run a station called Bell Radio. If you recognise his voice, he used to run Bell Radio on the shortwave many years ago as well. Many, many years ago. Late 70s I'm talking about here for Bell Radio. So that's the voice you're going to hear later on with the QSO with Prince Terry of Westside Radio. Westside Radio International closed down in 1988, unfortunately. And it changed the name briefly to Underground Sounds and changed frequency to up about 6870 and became Underground Sounds for some time. And then became Ozone for, good grief, I don't know how many years, quite a long number of years as well, became Ozone International. But it tended to feature other stations relayed on Ozone International, which was a pity. It used to be good when he was just Westside Radio and doing his own shows. I used to like the Prince Terry Show, the Prince Terry Rock Programme. It was superb and introduced me, believe it or not, on the shortwave with all the Morse and everything among it. It introduced me to a lot of good heavy metal music. And here's a song, next song coming up, is from a Scottish band. And if you heard some of the chart stuff from this particular Scottish band, you would say, whoa, they don't have any heavy metal stuff. But listen to this one. It's called Sweet Fanny Adams by a band called The Sweet. And incidentally, I think they played this at the gig I was at just last year. It's Andy Tucker's. Is that his name? Andy Tucker's Sweet? Andy Tuck. Yeah, I think that's the correct name. And they sounded very good. Absolutely. First class. Of course, 30-odd years older than they were back in 1974, of course. But in fact, that make that 40 years older. Heaven's sake, yeah. 74, that's 40 years ago. That's unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, incredible. Hey, I was going to tell you a wee story just before we go on with the next piece of music. I was busy trying to buy something off a guy on Gumtree this past weekend, Saturday, 27th. And this has been going on since about Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. And I sent him, he didn't have any contact details. It was just an email via Gumtree, of course. So I sent an email. Do you still have the stuff available? Look back. Yes. And I used the reply facility on my email account. And I don't think it got through to him. No reply, no reply, no reply. Bearing in mind, the guy just said yes, but he never gave me any contact details. And the way Gumtree works is you've got to, you know, you need to get in contact with whoever's selling it. And the guy was only about 20 miles from me. So never to get in touch, never to give me his contact details. And still this stuff is up for sale that I was wanting to buy at boot sale prices, not like new prices, boot sale prices. I thought, oh, that's a good deal. I'm going to buy that. And away I went. So I emailed him again. And yes, I got your email. I got your email fine. Please confirm that you get this one okay. Still never to give me his email address. By this time, I had sent him another email with my phone number, etc. Never to phone me. And then, bejings, I looked up the email, the first email with the phone number, and I had sent him one digit wrong by mistake, a typo, and I thought, oh, Christ. So this went on, and it's still going on. When I'm recording the programme, I was supposed to drive 20 miles, pick this couple of items up, give the guy 15 quid, and away we would go, very happy. Still waiting. Unbelievable. But that's the story of Jack trying to deal with somebody that he doesn't know through Gumtree. Ha, great fun. It's Weekend Music Radio from Scotland. If you want to keep in touch with us, go on to our website, wmrscotland.com. And this weekend, we'll be updating the website to include a listen live link to last week's programme. And the reason for that was, if the Hoax WMR has to... If the Hoax WMRs want to relay this week's programme, he's going to have to record it off-air the way he used to and not just download it the way he does now. That's cheating, isn't it? Okie dokie. WMR from Scotland playing the Sweet and Sweet Fanny Adams.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
it's Friday night and I need a fight.
Piece of music from a great Scottish band, the Sweet there with Sweet Fanny Adams. Weekend Music Radio, rocking and rolling and smoking all weekend long. Great music, as you can hear from vinyl. hear the crackles of the vinyl in the background there. Hey, I got to say hi to a friend of mine, Silvery Gomez, out there in Spain. Hi there, Silvery. How's it going? Let's hope you're having a nice, warm, peaceful relaxation in the sun out there in Spain. And best of luck with the forthcoming elections, yeah, out there in Catalunya area, yeah, Catalan. You know what I'm saying, out there near Barcelona somewhere. And best of luck in the forthcoming elections from everybody here in Haggis Land. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at WMR, send us an email. The address is info@wmrscotland.com, info@wmrscotland.com. And you can certainly send us a nice little reception report, and we'll be verifying those, which we have done. Everything that's came in this last few weeks, we've verified it with our new EQSL. I know we said we'd never ever get involved in EQSLs and we'd operate hard copy QSLs, etc., but we've finally done it. It's so easy to get round to doing, and you don't get the same hassle. People sending you follow-up reports and IRCs and all this kind of on. You just send an email and it's away. And if they want to get in touch with you again, sure they will. Got to say hi also to Rainer in Germany. Thanks very much for your reception report last weekend. And glad you had good reception of Weekend Music Radio and Radio Golf Sierra Victor in our broadcasting last weekend. What frequency were we on? Oh, I can't remember. But during the week, I've been busy in the WMR workshop and doing a little bit of grinding of the crystals. And we made one up for 6395 just to keep the frequency away a wee bit from Korea, which comes on 6400 in the European evenings. So that gives us a wee bit of breathing space. But perhaps if we get enough reception reports and votes of confidence, we might steady up and use 5805 again, or 5815, or whatever. This is possibly going out today on... I don't know when it's going out either. So it's probably either 6870, 6400 area, or perhaps it might be on 5815 area. Normally 5817, which is the frequency for the first broadcast on 5 megs. So we used to use 5805 kilohertz a few years ago, and we used to be on alternate weeks with RFL, with Radio Free London. That was a nice arrangement. We get listeners, they get listeners, and there was something on 5805 every weekend. We only run about 20 watts from the woods in those days, and using a couple of heavy-duty batteries, sometimes three or four. But it used to run and run and run, and it was good. It was good. 20 watts. It did quite well for 20 watts. Although I think probably we did better than 41 meters with 20 watts, up about 75. 26. We used to use 7526, and we used to get a hell of a signal out there sometimes. It was fun. It was great fun. But anyway, more music on the shortwave band, playing you some rock music that you would perhaps hear on the aforementioned Westside Radio International. And the feature of Westside Radio will be coming up very, very shortly. We'll be bringing that to you in I don't know how many minutes time, perhaps in about 10, 15 minutes time, we'll be having a feature of Westside Radio International. And that will be the feature for today. I don't know if there's any other recordings to bring you today, but we certainly will bring you that from Prince Terry. And here's one which I heard him play in the recordings I was listening to. And I thought, I'm going to play that in today's programme. If you're wondering what I'm doing in the background, by the way, I'm sliding all over the place. It's one of these studio chairs. And you really have to see the studio at the moment to appreciate the mess I'm in. I can hardly move. The place is such a mess. I've been looking for stuff, and nothing's got put past. And I had a big enough job trying to get the cassette machine to work today to get these old tapes copied. Really, I couldn't find the leads. I couldn't find this, that, and the next thing. There was 10 ton of junk piled on top of it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You've no idea the work we go through to bring you this programme each and every weekend, it seems, at the moment, here on WMR. More music, as I said, this time from Deep Purple.
The hardest rock in all of Scotland.
Weekend Music Radio.
Yeah.
Great music from Deep Purple and Burn here on Shortwave Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. End of September 2014, and I don't know where the summer's gone. It's disappeared, vanished completely and utterly. But never mind, we've got some more music coming your way today. Of the same ilk, and we think we're just doing a little sort of tribute, eh, to Westside Radio International, because this is the type of stuff that Prince Telly would have played on the shows. I remember the first time I met Prince Telly, you know. He's such a nice chap. Prince Telly, such a gem of a guy. And I think the first time I met Prince Telly, he had these skin-tight leather trousers on. And I thought, my God, how did you get into them, Prince Telly? And I'm in the company of royalty as well. Good grief. Yeah, so in Ireland, in Dublin in the 70s, you had these pilot radio operators with all these names. You had Captain Cook, you had Prince Telly, you had Dr. Don. You know, there wasn't a doctor or a captain or a prince anywhere near them, obviously. But yeah, it was all good names, all great names they thought up for Radio Dublin back in those days. Radio Dublin, yeah. And then the Big D and ARD and all the early pirate stations that were around at the time. And they gradually started building bigger and bigger and better transmitters and doing shortwave and doing bigger medium wave rigs. And of course, after that, they were being heard in the various parts of the UK. In fact, I was listening to a recording that I found just recently, and it was of Community Radio Drogheda, CRD, Community Radio Drogheda, and that was a breakaway from Boyneside Radio in 1981, I believe it was, and early 82 before they amalgamated again. But that was a strange situation as well. That was amazing when they reformed. They were on 1332, 1323, 1314 and 1305 all at the one time. Four frequencies. It was just one mass Boyneside Radio when they reformed again. Because at that time, Community Radio Drogheda was on 1305, Boyneside 1314, Community Radio Drogheda 1323. And I don't know who was in 1332, probably Boyneside, I have no idea. But it was just a bit of a mess. It must have been a mess on a normal radio as well in the Drogheda area. Good grief, yeah. Although the relays, the transmitters were in different towns in and around the Drogheda area. One was in the Dock, one was in Navan, one was, oh, I don't know where they all were. They were in and out of Dundalk for years. They were in and out of Dublin for years as well. They were in and out of Navan. They were, oh, jings, hard to keep track of. But one thing's for sure, the big 1305 transmitter was consistent right up until 1988, till the end of the line for the station. Yeah, good station, Boyneside Radio. It really was. Now, what was going on about there? Yes, the recording I picked up of CRD was a letter they were reading out during the course of the nighttime programmes from Finland. And I wonder if I should play that for you. I wonder if I have that to hand. Hang on a second. I might just have that to hand. Dear me. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Let's see. I might be able to play you. And it was a letter from a DX in Finland trying to explain how the Finnish pilot stations had all been closed down and it was just a mess. And yeah. Oh, I'm not going to be able to find this. I think I've got a whole mess here to try and go through. Oh, hold on. Yep, no, yep. Oh dear, no. I sound like the wrestler, don't I? Just admit, nope. You even watched Mick McManus on a Saturday afternoon. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a little bit of Thin Lizzy and Great song called Don't Believe a Word, here on Shortwave Radio WMR, and we'll look for that recording. We'll try and play you it here on the shortwave.
Don't believe me if I tell you, not a word if this is true. Don't believe me if I tell you, especially if I tell you I'm in love with you. Don't believe me if I tell you that I wrote this song for you. There just might be some other silly pretty girl I'm singing to. Don't believe a word, for words are so easily spoken, and your heart is just like that promise made to be broken.
Lizzie there, and don't believe a word here on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Body, Scotland, on the shortwave. As I say, I'm not too sure the frequency we'll be using today. We'll possibly be using around 5815, possibly be using around 6400, possibly even be using around 6870. It depends what day you're listening to the program, because Jim, GSV Jimmy, he quite often repeats the program, and we've been known to be on the air with the breakfast program on the shortwave band. So yeah, hi there to everybody that's been listening to the breakfast show on a weekday sometimes. Good to know you're tuning our way from time to time. And hi there to you, Tom, as well. I gather you listen to us here at WMR. Yeah, we've picked up quite a number of listeners at WMR. I was going to say hi to Rooney. Big hi to Rooney in Norway. Thanks very much for your reception report. And Rooney takes me back in time to the early days of my DXing career as well. He starts to talk about, he's roughly the same age as myself, and he starts to mention some of the stations that he first heard on the medium wave band from Holland. Stations like Radio Daytona and Radio Black Vampire and Houston Radio and Wakeamp Radio and Radio Skymaster and all the Radio Nolan as well, all the international Dutch pilot stations that used to broadcast on the old 227 meters. And one of these days I'm going to dig out all my old tapes and do a feature on the Dutch pilots. I think we did that some years ago. And Lionel down there in the Channel Islands sent me a C-120 back in the 80s for the recording of all these Dutch pilots, and I haven't returned it to him yet. We'll get around to it, Lionel. We'll get around to it, don't you worry. Anyway, just before we heard from Thin Lizzy, I was talking about a letter on 1305 from Community Radio Drogheda. And the time, there's no time on this, but can't be. It says the 26th of September, 1981, 1305, and then it says 1356. It can't be during the day that they're broadcasting these sort of... This will be in the night tape. I'm sure it will be the night tape. I'm going to have... It doesn't even say where the recording came from. I'm going to have a look and see. We'll need to upload this to somewhere, because it's quite an interesting little clip. But we'll play it for you. I think it's clear enough to play on the airwaves of WMR here on the shortwave band. So here we go with a letter on 1305 kHz from Community Radio Drogheda from 1981.
Any wonder that you can broadcast in Ireland without any interference or wait by authorities? There is dozens of stations broadcasting 24 hours a day here in Finland, and indeed, it's very, very hard to survive. He goes on to say, I will tell you about one example. Radio 95 was on the air on every Sunday from 9 o'clock to 9:30 in Tampere City. Naturally, on 95 megahertz and with 30 watts of power. After the first raid, there was a 40-watt transmitter installed. Now, the transmitter was in a suitcase, a mobile system in the forest, and switched on and off automatically. After 2 months, the station was raided forever. In fact, we waited 3 days for the one, and the operator is getting their transmitters. He goes on to say that the transmitter was found by infrared binoculars exactly 1 year ago. Now, before this, Radio 95, like many other radio stations, was raided. The Sound of Finland, and they were also raided, and they had a penalty of 34,000 SMK. Then there was Radio El Bingo, they were fined 32,000 SMK. Then Fine Radio, 24,000 SMK penalty for them. And then there was Radio West Houston, 7,000 SMK. Not forgetting Radio Anarchy, Radio El Condor, etc., etc. Every rated pirate must pay at least 40 SMK, that's 5 to 6 English pounds, in fact, every minute of music they have played. Also in SOS, El Bimbo and Swine, their cases, the pirates have to pay GPO charges too. And these summonses are naturally not final because the pirates have completed the court for an appeal, and it's hoped that the penalties will be lowered. It goes on to say that we would need better radio in Finland, the local commercial radio, but it's impossible here nowadays. The reason he says are political. We have a provincial DX paper, and I would like to have information for it on your station. Please answer the following questions. What is the power of your transmitter? Is it homemade? What's the antenna like? What is the power of VHF? Will you be going into stereo in future? What kind of a studio do you have? How many records? How many DJs? Do you have a 24-hour station? What kind of program do you have? And what kind of music do you play? It goes on to talk about the news, whether it's local or national, the traffic information, etc. How many people work in the station altogether? Do we have commercials? Have we ever been raided by the GPO? What sort of penalties? And indeed, what future plans do we have? And what is the new law of broadcasting? When will it be ready? Well, I think you'll find that's concerned. You'll get as good as mine. And do you think that all three radio stations will be closed down? And how many listeners do you think you'll have? And it's all for the meantime. Thank you. That comes in from Harry Kakala of Paul Jaculanti. Finn, 6 strokes, 6,500. Ice hockey row in Finland. And thank you for your number. Well, indeed, those questions will be answered on your reception report. And frankly, you just gave a program detail of the programs you heard. And they're as follows. At 4:08, you heard an answer saying hello to Norway, Mr. Jean Dahl, 3574 in Norway, etc., talking about QSL verification and frequency. Then there was light pop music, and you were telling Malatin.
And there we go. That's how, that's the sort of letterbox programs you used to hear on Community Radio Drogheda on the overnight recordings, on the overnight tapes in 1981. Very interesting and very nostalgic. Takes me back. And I only wish we could have radio like that again on the medium wave band. There are stations that just play non-stop music overnight, and they're not really interested in doing overnight programs for DXs, which is a great shame. And I'm sure that would be a great show if that happened maybe once a week or even once a month. You would have a DX program overnight. That would be something. That would be lovely. Talking of DX programs that you used to hear, remember some of the stations that you used to hear in the European evenings? On a Saturday night, you used to get the... this is legal stations, right enough. Remember, you used to get the Radio Sweden Saturday show. But not only that, you used to get a station called Blue Danube Radio from Austria in English for an hour. Blue Danube Radio, BDR, from Vienna on 1476 kilohertz with Paul Hollingdale. That was something. We've done features of Blue Danube Radio here in the WMR broadcast before. Might do that again sometime. But the feature today, the main feature for today, is some recordings of Westside Radio International from Dublin in Ireland. And Westside Radio used to broadcast on 6280 nominally on the 48-metre band shortwave. They used to come on maybe about 10, half 10 in the morning and thump on the air. At one time, they also used to relay the FRC Island programme, which came on was that coming? Did that come on at 11 or something? 11 till 12? I can't remember the times now. But the FRC program was on Big D Radio with Bernard Lyons, and then Matt Boland took it over, and then Matt Boland went on to become the operator of Southside Radio, or one of them. And the FRC program at one time was on Big D and Southside at the same time on a Sunday morning. Crazy stuff. But yeah, that's true. And then Big D Radio, of course, sort of fell by the wayside, and Southside continued for a time, but Southside eventually fell by the wayside as well. And they're long gone now, of course, which is a great shame. Good station, Southside Radio, from the Hotel Victor in Dunleary in County Dublin in Ireland. And it's still there in Rochestown Avenue. You can go on to Google Street View and you can have a look. I can't remember what it's called. The Rochestown Lodge, I think, because it was Rochestown Avenue. And the time I've read stories about on Southside Radio, the some of the guys that had passed through the place were James Kay, Stephen Bishop, Johnny Lewis, that is, and Keith York, etc. So it was a busy time, a busy place at one time for UK pilot guys to find a little niche spot and broadcast on the airwaves to Ireland and the rest of the western area of the UK. Of course, Southside Radio were well heard in the UK on their 999 kilohertz frequency. Anyhow, we did say we were going to play you the recording of Westside Radio. So that's coming up after we hear from one more heavy rock track, and then we'll be taking it easy after the Prince Teddy air checks. So a little bit of music here on WMR from Rainbow, and long live rock and roll on shortwave radio, WMR.
Music Radio.
Mama, if you'd like to get in touch, just go onto our website, wmrscotland.com. Log on to there and you'll get all the contact details. The best way is simply info@wmrscotland.com, and that'll get to us. And we'll send you our QSL cards straight away.
Sound.
Rainbow. Sorry, turn the microphone up properly. The Great Rainbow and Long Live Rock and Roll here on Weekend Music Radio WMR. Okie dokie, it's time for the aforementioned feature. And today we're playing you a few air checks of how Prince Terry, how Westside Radio used to sound on the shortwave all those years ago, 6280 in the 49 meter band. So stand by for Prince Terry of Westside Radio and some recordings from 1980.
Maximum power, burning red hot music power. This is Weekend Music Radio, live and direct, WMR, Scotland.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland. If there ever were a valid reason for cloning, we'd be it.
If it's too loud, you're too old.
WMR Music! Music Radio!
There from the deep proper sound, as I should say, they're really nice. Deep Purple and Rock there, and from the album Deep Purple and Rock, and that was called Living Wreck. A very, very good track indeed. Most of the tracks are heavy on it, and I mean really heavy, and very, very good indeed. So, if you ever think of buying that, it's well worth the money nowadays. Anyway, it's fast approaching 1 o'clock here at Westside Radio International, and we have to close down, I'm afraid, very sharp around 1 o'clock, but we'll be doing a test. So anyone that's tuned in and listening, we are doing a test in a few minutes' time. Now, we're turning our modulation on our microphone up very, very high indeed. That's very, very high indeed there. That's just about right there. We'll be testing out the frequencies of 7500, that's in the 30, I think it's 39 metres, around that, or 40 metres, around just at the edge of the 40 metre band there somewhere. We'll be testing out 7620, which I believe isn't too good. We'll be testing out that frequency as well. We'll be testing out the frequency of 6525. But in the meantime, we'll give you some of our instrumental music while you read out the address of which you write the station. Okay, so here we go. Again. Anyway, I'd like to drop us a line to Westside Radio International. The address is 5353 Charleston Road, spelled C-H-A-R-L-E-S-2-N, Charleston Road in Dublin 6 in Ireland. Anyway, don't forget to put a International Reply coupon in, because postage is rather expensive right now. It's about 15 pence for a closed letter. So we can imagine how many 15 pences really fly up there. And there's only yours truly here, and our engineer, which just does the maintenance work for us. And there's just yours truly here doing all the writing and all the bits and pieces there for you. Anyway, we'll be doing that test right now, so we wish to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. Plenty of rock music for nearly 2.5 hours of rock music this morning. So let's hope you enjoyed all that heavy metal for you there. I don't know what's happening next week with the FRC show, but I'm sure the Big D will be back on for next Sunday. But to be more details of the station closing down, and what broke down of that on the Captain's News today, on 6317 at 1:30. So don't forget to tune in for that. Plenty of radio news there from the captain at 1:30. That's on 6317. Right, we have to close down here at Westside Radio International for a few minutes until we put our crystal in for 6525. We don't have to do any adjustments for this frequency because it's still around the 49 meter band, but we do have to do adjustments for the 7500 frequency. So we're going to do a short test on 6525. So anyone who'd like to tune in around there right now, we are going to do that test, okay? So we're just putting the crystal in, and we're just putting on the power there. We must switch off before we put on the power. I wish to thank everyone for tuning in, and if you want to stay tuned and listen to the test frequencies, which are as follows: 6525, 7500, and 7620. They're the three frequencies to be tested out right now. So we're testing the first frequency out is 6525, so we want you all to have your ears glued to see what reception is like, okay? You will hear the signature tune playing on that frequency when we change the crystal. Right, we must close down right now and change our crystal, okay? So we see you on 6525. Westside Radio International on the frequency of 6525, and it's a very good afternoon to anyone who's tuned in. This is a test transmission on this frequency. This is Westside Radio on 6525, and anyone who's tuned into this frequency, the address to write to the station is 53 Charleston Road in Dublin 6 in Ireland. We'd like a modulation test on this frequency. If you'd like to drop us a reception report, we'll be on for just a few seconds doing a test on this frequency. So if you've just tuned over, it's a very good morning to you, afternoon to you there on 6525 on the test transmission from Westside Radio International. And the next frequency we'll be testing is 7620. We'll be testing out 7620 as well. So we're just closing down, and we have to take a few seconds to tune up our transmitter here onto that frequency, and then we'll be tuning back to 6280. So we have two more frequencies to test, and that's 7620, and this will be going next. 7620 is the next test on the just on the side of 39 meter band, okay? So we're closing down on this frequency, and we're testing out the other frequency, okay? So stand by for that test, okay? We're closing down now on this frequency 6525, and then we're going to 7620, okay? 7620, we're going to that frequency. 7620 is the next test. It'll be a few seconds, but just hang on, you'll hear the same tune played on that frequency, okay? So we're closing down now on 6525, we're closing down on, and we're going on to the other frequency, okay?
The West Side. If you'd like to write your reception reports, requests, dedications, or indeed programming comments, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address: Radio West Side, 53 Charleston Road, Dublin 6 in Ireland. Looking forward to receiving all your letters.
from Dublin, Ireland. This is Westside Radio. You're having fun with Westside Radio Dublin. Good morning.
This is Westside Radio International on 6280 on the 49 meter band. We're having some technical difficulty here with our turntable, and we'll try and get on as soon as we can. We don't know what the matter is, but we're getting no sound at all from our record player, but we'll bring you the rock show as soon as possible. We are trying to get it fixed up here. Maybe just a loose connection, but we're just getting nothing. Anyway, this is Westside Radio International on 6280 in the 49 meter band. We're having some technical difficulty here with our deck, so if you'd just like to hang on for a few moments, we will try and get it fixed up for you, okay? Anyway, we'll try and get some music on in the meantime until we get this deck fixed, okay? So if you just stand by for just a few moments, we'll try and get you the rock show today, okay? Well, it's a very good morning to you. This is Westside Radio International on 6280 in the 49 meter band. And right there we had Miss Misery there from Nazareth, and that was from the album which is called Hair of the Dog. Very nice album indeed. The only trouble is it's a double B-side. It's just that the sticker was put on wrong on the album. Anyway, what a nice track there from Nazareth. Anyway, moving on to a new release. Just in the shop a couple of weeks, a week or two actually. Ted Nugent's new album, which is Scream Dream. And there's a track on it with a real scream in the beginning. And this is called Wango Tango, a very nice album from Ted Nugent. And of course, this is one of his five, I think it is. Anyway, here we go with this one, the big scream in the end of it. And this is called Wango Tango. So I hope you like this one, everyone. Here we go, Ted Nugent. Well, there we go with Ted Nugent there, and that was called Wango Tango. I think we'll play another track there from that album. What a nice album it is. In fact, I made a mistake in saying that he only had five albums. In fact, this is the seventh album release from Ted Nugent, and every one of his albums are absolutely splendid, I must say. Anyway, let's hope our microphone is working okay today, because we did slight adjustments last week to microphones and things like that, but we went back, of course, to our original microphone, which is a homemade one, and let's hope it's it's working out okay. Anyway, let's have another track from Ted Nugent from the album Scream Dream, and then we'll be featuring Sammy Hagar's new album as well. So here's another track from Ted Nugent, and this one is called Flesh and Blood. Hope you like this one. Well, there we go with Flesh and Blood there from Ted Nugent, and what can I say about that album? A really splendid album there from Ted Nugent, and Yes, there's a new colourful record label on it, which is very nice to see. A change of colour at last. Anyway, moving on to Sammy Hagar's new album. And this is a very, very good album indeed from Sammy Hagar. And it's called Danger Zone. And there's a nice poster and all with this album. Anyway, I'm sure most of you headbangers out there have got it anyway. You're with the Rock Show here on Westside Radio International on 6280 in the 49 meter band. And right now, here's Sammy Hagar, and this one is called Love or Money. See how you like this then. And there we go, with Love or Money there from Sammy Hagar, and that's from the album Danger Zone. We're going to turn it over and play another track from the other side. See what you think of the very good album indeed once again. Of course, yours truly here, make sure he gets good albums when he's buying them in the record shop with the price of them these days. Anyway, we're going to play a track which is called The Iceman. How about that then? From Sammy Hagar, so I hope you like this one. And very, very good albums these from Sammy Hagar. So, here's The Iceman for you from Sammy Hagar. A rather slow beginning.
And now, here we go.
This is Radio Westside. If you'd like to write to us with your reception reports, requests, dedications, or indeed programming comments, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address, Radio Westside, 53 Charleston Road, Dublin 6 in Ireland. Looking forward to receiving all your letters.
Well, there we go with a track there from a band called Dirty Tricks, album released in 1977 there for you from Dirty Tricks, and that was called Hit and Run, title of the album as well. Anyway, we're going to move on, of course, to AC/DC, which a lot of people, real head banging music as they call it. Anyway, this is from the album Highway to Hell, and we're going to play a track for you. And this track is called Highway to Hell. How about that then? And see what you think of this. And a lot of these singles, tracks from their albums is released as singles at the moment, and some of them are very good indeed. So here we go with Highway to Hell from AC/DC. Well, that's AC/DC there for you, and that was called Highway to Hell. and what can I say about that? Really good. Anyway, you're with Westside Radio International on 6280 in the 49 meter band, and let's hope everyone has tuned in today. The band didn't seem that 100% this morning, but anyway, let's hope it cleared up a little bit. Right now we're going to play a track from Saxon, and this has been a release, fast-selling album indeed from Saxon, and it's from their album Wheels of Steel. They also had Wheels of Steel on a single, which went into the charts, and they have another one also in the charts, which is 747 Strangers in the Night, which I think is really fantastic to see some heavy rock on the charts. Anyway, we're going to play you 747 Strangers in the Night, and we get it queued up a little bit. Anyway, as you can hear, it's scratching and all sorts of weird noises and that. But anyway, we'll get it queued up. There we are. So, what about like this one? In the charts. Well, there we go with Strangers in the Night there from Saxon, and a very good album indeed once again. Every one of these albums are very good, in fact, for playing today, and let's hope you enjoy every minute of them. Anyway, moving back in time to 1975, this is from Deep Purple, it's from the album Come Taste the Band, and we're going to play a track from you. I don't know which one it is, but anyway, we played the first track on Side 2 for you. And this is called The Drifter. Hope you like this one. You're tuned to Westside Radio International on 6280. And if you'd like to drop us a line, address is 5353 Charleston Road in Dublin 6 in Ireland. And all letters, of course, that we received for the last 3 months are on the way to you. So you can be looking out for them there. I posted the other day a huge amount. Mr. Postman is really loud. Anyway, here's a Drifter from Deep Purple. Hope you like this one.
Right here on Radio Westside.
Well, there you go with the weird jingle here, because there's a slight buzz on it. I don't know why, but anyway, I had to switch it off with my foot, believe it or not. Anyway, the last record on the program coming up right now, and this is from the Steppenwolf, and it's from the album Hour of the Wolf, and this album was released in 1975. There's a track on it which I dedicate to all Radio Caroline listeners, and this is called Caroline, Are You Ready for the Outlaw World? Anyway, here we go. So, last record in the programme. Very nice record indeed. Very nice track indeed from Steppenwolf. So here we go.
Side on 6280 kilohertz.
Radio. Well, sorry about that gap there in between, but there's our jingle machine.
Radio Westside.
Well, anyway, there we go. And the time is just coming up to 1 minute to 1 o'clock, which is time to close down here on Westside Radio International, unfortunately. Anyway, I'd like to wish to thank everyone for tuning in to Westside Radio International today. And some very nice sound indeed, I must say. Anyway, what can I say is, if anyone tuned in this morning at 7 o'clock, you would have heard Westside Radio on a test. I'm just doing a few tests very early in the morning, and soon we'll be starting a program. Well, a live program. Well, music is live going out anyway. But anyway, to try and get some reports in from continental listeners. We got a few in from Norway and a couple in from Sweden as well, but we're trying to get a little bit further. We have some adjustments to do on our TX. Our engineer is, I don't know where he is at the moment, but anyway, he's somewhere about, and we're trying to get the power up a little bit because we now have only until the end of the year to go on free radio broadcasting. That goes for the medium wave and the short wave as well. So that's what is looking at, and all stations will be closed down at the end of the year sometime, I'm afraid. But anyway, we have some more news about that in the coming months. Anyway, time to go time in Western Radio. And before I go, the address, of course, is 53 Charleston Road in Dublin 6 in Ireland. Well, anyway, we have a little bit of a tape here, which was got news on the 23rd, 1980, which was this year. This was about Radio Caroline, and it was on the news, on the ITN news. So we have it on tape here, so anyone that missed it, we have it here for you, and let's hope it goes out all right. We're going to press a button anyway and see if it works okay. So this is a little bit of news. This Radio Caroline got on the TV. We're just going to press the button now and hope for the best, okay?
Radio Caroline, the Irish press radio station that defied British courts for 16 years, has sunk in a force 9 gale in the Thames district. She broke her moorings and was holding onto a sandbag. The 4-man crew were rescued by the Sheerness lifeboat before huge waves lifted the ship off the bank and it sank in 25 feet of water. All you could see of the main eager today as she slowly sank was her mast. Earlier, as the sea gushed in, the crew had been forced to abandon ship. 100,000 pounds worth of equipment and a priceless collection of tapes and archives went down with her.
When Radio Caroline started broadcasting in 1964, it revolutionized pop radio. A succession of pilot radio ships rapidly followed, but 3 years later they were all outlawed after a campaign to preserve the state monopoly. Caroline, however, carried on broadcasting illegally. Tony Blackburn, sad today, was one of their first UK.
Well, there we go, a little piece there from Radio Caroline from the crew at the time it sank. Anyway, that was, the date was the 20th of 3rd, 1980 there, and that little piece on the tape is very valuable to me. Anyway, Radio Caroline, there is rumours that they will be back on the air. We don't know when, but you never know when or where. Anyway, it'll be nice to see them back. Anyway, this is Westside Radio International on 6280. And we have to go QRT right now. So don't forget to tune in next week for the FRC show at 10 o'clock BST, 9 o'clock GMT, and of course the test transmission at 7 o'clock BST, which is 6 o'clock GMT. Unbelievable getting up at that hour of the morning anyway. Anyway, it's time to go time here on Westside. Once again, I keep on saying that it's time to go time. But anyway, we have to close right now. We're standing by with the transmitter here on. Has to be switched on in case anyone likes to give the show in the 49, 48 meter band. There may be someone who would like the QSO with us. Anyway, we'll be standing by for any station would like to come on the air there. We'll be standing by for you for a QSO, okay? This is Westside Radio International. We're now closing down, standing by for any station around 6280 or 6270 or anywhere about. And we come back on if we get a shout. Okay, well, we're closing down right now and we're standing by. We're also going QRT if no one gives a shout. So we're closing down right now and standing by.
And there you have it, the amazing Prince Terry on 6280 in the 49 meter band, as he kept on saying, on shortwave. Here on Weekend Music Radio, a little feature featuring Westside Radio International on the 48 meter band, the voices of times past here on the wonderful world of shortwave radio. It is WMR Weekend Music Radio broadcasting on the 48 meter band, no doubt around 6400 or possibly around 5815 or possibly somewhere else. There's two or three possibilities, so we don't like to. We don't like to be confident because the Dutchies tend to use 6400 like they did on Saturday evening, for example. Radio Delta was on our 6395.7 frequency that we would normally use. But, well, you've just got to put up with these things. It was a very busy band on Saturday evening and quite a lot of stations on the air. Radio Delta included. And also the Hawks WMR. The Hawks WMR was in 6400, 6400.5, causing a bit of a hit with the Korean, I believe it would be. And that was nothing to do with us. If you heard that broadcast on 6400, that was the Hawks WMR. So I'd like to play this one for Chris over there at the Hawks WMR. Thanks very much for your efforts over the years. He's been going longer than most of the radio stations on the shortwave at this time. I'd like to play Steppenwolf, a record you heard on that feature of West Side Radio. Steppenwolf and Caroline, are you ready for the outlaw world? On Weekend Music Radio from Scotland.
So bored with your jet set mother, standing there at the airport. Sure came alive when your eye caught the headline. Saw the picture of the rebel queen. I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Everything that went through your head. Time to step in the danger zone and start a
And if ever there's a tune that reminds me of West Side Radio, that's definitely one of them. Steppenwolf and Caroline, are you ready for the outlaw world? On Weekend Music Radio, WMR. Now, if you would like to get in touch with us, maybe suggest a radio station to feature on our feature part of the programme. Quite a long feature part of the programme today. Let's hope you enjoyed it immensely. I know I enjoyed finding the cassettes and getting them working once again. Long time since I've played that one back. The one you heard at the end there was taken from July 1980, 6th of July 1980, on 6280 in the 49 meter band. And it was in an old Agfa C120. Good grief, yeah, we used to use any old shape we could find, any old thing we could find lying around. And rather than buy the expensive TDK tapes that folk used to advise you to use. But of course, it's all water under the bridge. You can't turn the clock back, but see, when you try and play these old tapes back, depends on how cheap. Ooh. Good grief, yeah. How cheap and nasty they were. Did you hear that springing there? That was our echo unit that we use here in the studio that makes you sound as though you're in the kludgy. Yes. These cheap tapes, some of them just do not play anymore. And even those high-quality things that you get in recording studios apparently don't play. I remember seeing a documentary about Bohemian Rhapsody, and the original master tape was absolutely ruined. Ruined. They had to put it in an oven and play it quickly, and they managed to save it. But, oh dear. And that would be a high-quality, expensive piece of 24-track tape or whatever it was. Now, kicking the spring in the background here, the spring reverb, that puts me in mind of a time going into Energy 103 in Dublin and had a kick, and the station was momentarily off the air in a noise of similar to what you just heard here at WMR. So we'll leave it in for a bit of sound effect here just to bring back those marvellous memories. Yeah, marvellous memories. That's what we're all about here at Weekend Music Radio. Now, let's hope you've been giving old Jimmy Boy some support during the week. He's been broadcasting his heart out and playing some... he's getting loads of requests, I might add. Loads and loads of requests at Radio GSV. And he's playing full albums and everything. So well done, Jim. He's getting quite a number of listeners and sending out a number of QSLs as well for Radio Golf Sierra Victor on the airwaves of Europe, a new Scottish station this summer. So that's the first new station from this, I was going to say country there. anyway, sorry, don't go down that road again. We were depressed enough last weekend doing the programme. Yeah, I couldn't even manage out to the bar on Friday or Saturday night. I just couldn't bring myself. I was going to end up arguing with somebody in the pub. I thought, I'm not even going there. I'm not going out. No way. No way, Jose. So at the finish up, I just stayed at home. I was going to play another little bit of a rock track before I might have another wee recording here for you people, actually. I might have. I'm going to see what the quality is like. So I'm going to play it in just a tick after we hear from the Steve Miller Band. Remember the Steve Miller Band? Great band. I always think that's what one of the politicians in the UK sounds like. It sounds like a Miller Band. although I bet you can't sing like Steve.
The greatest rock songs of all time.
WMR Music. Music Radio.
This is one of my favourites. The Steve Miller Band. Jet Airliner from the 1970s on shortwave radio, WMR.
Don't carry me to
I think I've related this story that I'm going to tell you before on the shortwave here. But I'm going to tell you again because it's 2014, probably about 7 years since I've told the story. But some 20 years or so ago, I used to do an FM station. And we had quite a good little team together of local guys who got into it. In fact, I was having a drink and a smoke with one of the guys just a couple of weeks ago. And what a lot of reminiscing we did. My goodness me, yeah, that was great fun. And Jimmy used to listen to us, actually. I didn't know Jimmy at this time, but he used to listen to us as well. But I used to be a real radio buff, if you like. I still am, of course. But I used to know the ins and outs of all the Irish pilots and for the frequencies and who was on at 2 o'clock on Boyneside Radio, 2 till 4:30. Well, that was an easy one, but you know what I mean. I used to know all these ins and outs and quirky things, but see the music. I knew all the tunes, but I never knew who sung what. I didn't know Don Henley was an eagle. I didn't know Joe Walsh was an eagle. I didn't know anything about music. I had no idea, really. And it wasn't until we did a radio station on FM for about a year, every week, week in, week out. And I was the one that was doing the programming most of the time, at least. And you got to learn because you were doing a rock station and you got to sort of learn the music. Whereas before that, in the early days of that FM station, I would say to one of the guys, and I remember this particular song, the song we've just played, I said, what about playing that Jetliner thing? What about that Jetliner thing? And they're going, what are you talking about, Jack? They're saying, what's Jetliner? And I sort of managed to hum it or something. And they're going, oh, Jetliner, you know. I had no earthly idea. Unbelievable. I've learned something in the last 20 years, of course, but the first 10 years of WMR, heavens above, I guess it'd be the first 15 years of WMR, heavens above, I had no idea. But by God, we used to bring you accurate, up-to-date Radio DX information and frequency information. Yes, that was all accurate, but the music information was particularly bad. Anyway, I'm going to go down memory lane here and have a listen to a song, an old song from Randy Adelman, and it's called Uptown, Uptempo Woman, here on Shortwave Radio WMR.
From York to New York, from Finland to Newfoundland, from Scotland to Nova Scotia, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Started out in innocence, the way that most things do. 1,000 people crammed in one place, but the only face was you. I grabbed your hand and we raced out, hardly said a word. I'd only seen you for a minute, but I was rounding third. And we traded on our backgrounds. You mentioned I seemed shy, then you laughed. Said I'm an uptown, uptempo woman. You're a downtown, downbeat guy. Within a week I moved in your uptown east side place. We'd make love for hours on a bed of silk and lace. She would get up early, come home late at night. She had important business, but my prospects all were slight. Tired on some evenings, she'd get mad and cry. I'm an uptown, uptempo woman. You're a downtown, downbeat guy. Soon was over, the lust was turning thin, and I soon began to realize the mess I'd gotten in. But as always happens, when you're caught in such a trap, You get so used to what's around that you can't find your way back. So I lived with this arrangement and soon learned to despise the uptown up-tempo woman and the downtown downbeat guy. Then one Saturday in March, I decided I would go, 'cause I was getting nowhere. My mind was getting slow, so I opened all the closets. Wasn't much to pack. I felt bad not telling her, but I wasn't coming back. Next day she was early, and she looked at me and asked why. I said, why? You're in uptown, uptown woman, and I'm a downtown, downbeat guy. You're an uptown, uptown woman, I'm a downtown, downbeat guy. Downtown, downbeat guy.
I'm going to have to try and remember to look up Randy Edelman's Uptown, Uptempo Woman in YouTube or something, and just see if that's the original version of that that I have here in the WMR studio, because I think this is one of those CDs that I was talking about last week that probably say at the bottom, remix, or recorded by at least one of the original band members or something like that. I'm sure there's going to be small print at the bottom of that CD. I've transferred it to the PC, so I can't really look it up just at the moment. I'd need the magnifying glass to look at the small print anyway at this stage. I need the magnifying glass just about to look at the tracks in a CD these days, but that's another story. It is Weekend Music Radio broadcasting all the way from the northern part of Bonnie, Scotland. I was going to say the northern part of the UK there, but I changed my mind and I actually said Scotland. I even refused to say Scotland on the airwaves last weekend due to being in the huff with the Scottish people for their complete and utter foolishness, as they used to say on Hogan's Heroes. Complete foolishness. But never mind. Never mind. We've just got to plough on and hope for the best here in Bonnie, Scotland. And wish all the best to, of course, Silvery out there in Catalonia. He's looking forward to his elections for his independence for the Barcelona area. And I don't know when that is. I'm not too sure. But Silvery has been writing to me for years and years and years, and he heard WMR last weekend, and he's got his QSL card, of course, by now. QSL, EQSL, I should say. It's not really a card. You can print it out in a card if you like, but it's not really a card. It's an EQSL, which we send out these days. We're going to have to send out some e-stickers and things like that as well, aren't we? We're going to have to design some new designs, or redesign some old designs. Of course, you can get sort of copies of our old design stuff on the WMR website. There's quite a lot of old material, and some new photographs of the transmitting apparatus as well have been uploaded, although we have more to upload. Need to get that done, otherwise Jimmy will be giving me more grief again as he does. He was at me last weekend, and I was down at his place, whatever time it was. I was going to be going out or something, and I was down at his place before they went. And then early the next morning, I says, "Did you do that job?" I says, "Geez, you know fine where they've been for the last sort of 12 hours or something, you know." Giving me grief to get this stuff uploaded. So I better do it, or they'll refuse to get the tapes on, you know. That's the way it'll work. We've got some other features coming up in the coming broadcasts on WMR. And one of them's another shortwave pilot station from Scotland, indeed. And that station will be called Radio Woodstock. And we'll be digging out some old tapes of that as well to see if we can find any playable clips for you. And indeed we have. So good stuff coming up for you on Weekend Music Radio. In fact, we've got another little clip coming up before we pass it back to Radio Golf Sierra Victor, but not before we hear from Steve Forbert. Remember Steve Forbert? And this was played on the 15th of April, 1979, on 319 metres from Caroline. It's called Going Down to Laurel, played by dear old Tony Allen. Steve Orbert. So also brought you Romeo's tune. Yeah, the Member Romeo's tune. You don't? Oh, yes, that's a well-known song. Don't think it made the charts, though, but it's a sort of well-known thing. Might just play it for you just in a little moment or two here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Yeah.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Okay, yes, well, what we'll do here at WMR today, we'll play you tune though from Steve Forbat, I think, and we'll play you Romeo's tune just to remind you what it sounds like. Romeo's tune, and then I'm going to play you another classic Prince Terry, just a short clip this time, and then it's almost time to go time here on WMR, here in the Jack programme, and we'll be handing it over to Jimmy over there at Radio Golf Sierra Victor, Radio GSV. And he'll be playing you a couple of hours of jazz, no doubt, or whatever he's got in store for you this week. Maybe it's punk rock, maybe it's anything bar modern dance, as to use his words. So, yeah, here's Steve Forbat and Romeo's tune. I don't know much about Steve Forbat, actually, where he's from. I'll look that up and tell you just in a little while. Sure you'll know this song as soon as you hear it now. Romeo's tune here on Shortwave Radio, WMR.
Meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. Meet me in the middle of the night, let me hear you say everything's alright. Let me smell the moon in your perfume. Oh, gods and years will rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much, I just want someone to care. Everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun. Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's alright. Sneak on out beneath the stars and run. We'll weather down behind the light and fade like magazines. Meet me in the middle of the day, let me hear you say everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. Hey, hey, meet me in the middle of the night, let me hear you say everything's alright. Let me smell the moon in your perfume.
Forbat. Just looked him up. Found he's an American artist. And that tune, Romeo's tune, is well known because it got to number 11 or number 10 in the Billboard Hot 100, but never a hit in the UK, although it was a well-known song in the UK. I'm sure you know it to hear. It's even been played on legal stations. It's not just a Radio Caroline song, for example. I've heard it on other stations as well. So it's one of these records. There's another one which is from the 1960s. And when you hear it, you think, how on earth does everybody know that song? And it's The Days of Pearly Spencer. And The Days of Pearly Spencer never made it as a hit, by David McWilliams anyway. Never was a hit in the UK charts. It was well known to everybody, and still is, but never charted. Unbelievable. And you've got to look it up to prove it, because I had to do that as well. Anyhow, that was Steve Forbert and Romeo's Tune. In fact, he's 60 this year. He's 60 in December this year. So that's the type of age group we're dealing with here. A young fella. Okie dokie, it's WMR from Scotland, WMR, with a mail drop of 14 Stone Row in Coleraine, County Londonderry, Northern Ireland, BT521EP. But the best way, of course, the most simple way and easy way is simple emails. Just email us. info@wmrscotland.com, info@wmrscotland.com, and log on to our website, wmrscotland.com, and you can read all about the transmitter and the current broadcast, and you can listen live, listen again to the last few broadcasts here at WMR. But we won't be putting this one out for a week or so. We'll keep the most recent programs off air, because you know what happens to that, don't you? They just get played elsewhere, don't they? Anyhow, I promised you some more recordings, or another little recording, of West Side Radio. Here's one from 1978, and there's no date on this, just 1978 from 6243, I believe. So, here we go. Have a listen to this. This is a classic Prince Teddy.
Fading away in the distance there, that was called Just For You there from BTL, from the album Freeways. You went to Westside Radio International, and we're going on until the hour of 2:30 today, BST time. And it's a very good afternoon to you. I hadn't got me dinner yet, so I'll be looking forward to this 2:30. It's very unusual for us to be on at this time, but seeing that our engineer was here and the rig was working so well, we decided to go on. So don't forget and drop us a line at 53 Charleston Road in Dublin 6. I sound terrible today because I have a cold. I was working in an office all week, and the heat in those offices are absolutely terrible. And I am absolutely dying with a cold after working in one. Very unusual for me, because I don't usually work in an office. I work out on the roads with a hack and shovel and road repairs, so there's a big difference there in that type of work. Anyway, much more music for you here on Westside Radio International, and we're going to play you a track from an album called Hit and Run from a group or a band called Dirty Tricks. A very good group indeed, and this album was going rather cheap, so I took it, and I'm going to play for you right now. Here we go with Hit and Run. I do hope you enjoyed that track there, and you would listen to Radio International on 6243.33 today. And right there you had two tracks there from Dirty Tricks. I have to get my dinner on today. My wife has gone on a day's holiday. Could you believe that? Anyway, I have to get my own dinner. And I have an oven up here in the studio. You won't believe that. I have an oven up here in the studio, and my chicken is cooking. And they have the time bombs, as I call them, the peas. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to play you a couple of tracks from the Heart album, which is called Dreamboat Annie. And they're American, and they're really in the best group here in a long, long time. This was released as a single, and
It did very, very bad here in Dublin, in Ireland. And actually, people started to buy it when it was just on the way out. But anyway, this is the track on the album. Very nice track indeed. It's called Magic Man. Hope you like this track and you don't freak it out too much. Here we go.
So long ago, when I was not so strong, the man came to me, never seen us so blue. You know I could not wear away a scene. We'd seen each other in a dream. Seemed like he knew me, he looked right through me. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play hot for you here on Weekend Music Radio, just to wind up the program today.
With a smile, you don't have to.
great band called Huff. Incidentally, they're from Canada. Two sisters, Nancy and I can't really remember their name. Saw them a few years ago at the SEC in Glasgow. Bloody good they were as well. Awesome, in fact. Magic Man from Heart on Weekend Music Radio WMR. Just about to shut it down for another week. But we'll be handing over to Jimmy, no doubt, after we go off the air with WMR here. So thanks very much for listening to us and listening to our features. If you'd like to comment on any of the programming here at Weekend Music Radio or Radio GSV, you can do so, info@wmrscotland.com, info@wmrscotland.com, and that will get to us. Now, just before we go off the air, I'm getting to sound like Prince Terry, because Prince Terry was, he was famous for his long-winded close-downs, and he'd start closing down about 1 o'clock, and he'd still be closing down about 1:15 some weeks, and then, occasionally, he would get a QSO, and of course, he was still on the air long after the 1 o'clock deadline that he used to claim that he broadcast until. But anyhow, I was going to play you a clip from RTE that I picked up on the web just the other day, and it was on the Gary board, that message board, you know, a link to this. So I'm going to play you the clip that RTE are playing at the top of the hour.
To help communities grow, we're behind initiatives like Supervalue Tidy Towns. We sponsor the GAA from grassroots to the senior championships, and we've helped thousands of local businesses flourish. And you can help too. When you shop in a locally owned store like Supervalue, 3 times more money goes back into the local economy than if you shopped in an internationally owned store. Visit us at the National Ploughing Championships and see how we're growing communities. Supervalue.
This is a transmission message from Radio Telefi Sharon. On Monday, October 27th, this service, RTE Radio 1 on Longwave 252, will cease. Before that date, you will need to retune your radio. Listeners in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland should retune to RTE Radio 1 on the FM band. Where FM is not available, RTE Radio 1 can be found on all digital platforms, including DAB Digital Radio, Digital Television, and at rte.ie/radio player. RTE regrets any inconvenience to listeners. For more details, please visit rte.ie/stay tuned.
And the Nevin Economic Research Institute says the government should make a budget adjustment of €800 million. Here's Brian Jennings with the news in detail.
The US Defense Department has said the US-led airstrikes in Syria mark the start of a sustained campaign to combat the militant group Islamic State.
Well, how about that then? RTE closing down from 252. Okie dokie. This has been Weekend Music Radio, WMR, on the shortwave band. Probably around 6395, but possibly up on 6870, or maybe 5815, 5817, or thereabouts. Anyhow, thanks for listening. This has been the Jack Show with Memories of Westside Radio International. Time to say goodbye for another week. We'll see you later. Bye for now.
Music Radio rocks on and on and on and on and on. Weekend Music Radio freaks me out.
Weekend Music Radio playing all over Europe now.
Weekend Music Radio.